Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Friday, bitches. Ah, what do you think of that?
Yeah. Love it. Best day of the week.
Call everybody a dog as you start the show. Why not, ladies and gentlemen? We're just talking about some things, you know, in the world today, and I really hope that people will start ignoring these money-grubbing assholes that are teaching you that you should hate everybody and blah, blah, blah. It's gotten way out of line. I mean, honest to God, I'm about to play a piece of audio for you. I guarantee you some people will be angry as hell with me and think I'm trying to ruin somebody's life. No, no, I'm playing it because it's funny. Because I've done it in the past, not this particular use of words, but I've misspoken in the past. You have. Everybody has. Mm-hmm. It's there are things that are still funny. I know that's not what you're being taught in college, that everything is very serious and horrible and, oh, my God, it's terrible. Let me remind you one thing. We just talked about this off the air. Mm-hmm. Let's say I won't use Tevin because I used him last time. So now I'm going to use AJ because a lot of people don't like you anyway. So it kind of fits right.
Understandable. I can see why.
I can see why that's the case. But I wish that people would understand on both sides. I am not picking a side on this either. And a matter of fact, when I play this audio, I'm not picking a side here. You're going to think I am, but I'm not. I'm playing it because it's funny. He didn't mean to do it. I've said things I didn't mean to say also. So I've been in his shoes. I understand. I don't think he's an idiot or anything like that. But I talked about this earlier. This is on both sides. You go after someone and ruin their life. You know they're doing that. They're ruining people's lives. Right? They mm-hmm. go at them because they won't agree politically. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're doing that, if they're married, you're hurting their husband, their wife, their children, their grandchildren. You're hurting like 10 people every time you try to destroy someone because they don't agree with you politically. And what the hell is the matter with you that you don't have the decency and understanding to look at it and say, you know what, I don't like what the guy's saying, but there's no reason to destroy someone because they don't agree with me politically. Correct?
Right.
Righto.
I just really wish people would grow up, and we need to start fighting back against these overeducated assholes because that's what they are. We talked about it already. You go to college, you come out with this anger all of a sudden. Remember when you used to be happy when you got out of college? I went to college for one day, so I was really happy. After that, you know, couple of hours, it was great. But working toward being happy, don't judge everything as you're trying to hurt someone. No, we're not. Relax. Take it easy. I mean, I've known some people that were trying to hurt somebody, and you wouldn't want to meet those people. I can promise you that. You guys probably run into people like that. Have you not?
Yeah, whether it's like hurting their career or physically, people that just like to fight and cause a ruckus. Yeah, I've run into a few people like that.
That's what cause a ruckus. I love that. I still have to cough once in a while. Sorry.
Oh,
no.
Once in a while, I still have to go. It's getting a lot better. My voice isn't like this anymore, so that's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound a lot better today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel a lot better, but I still have to cough once in a while. It's almost, and it's allergies. There's no question. Well, I just got back from my walk, so I'll be coughing a little bit. So that's just the way it goes. But look, understand something. Everybody that disagrees with you is not trying to ruin your life or trying to ruin America or, my God, everything is horrible. You're being used by the system. These money-grubbing pigs at the top of the ladder are using you. You need to wise up. You really do. I got to be honest with you. I cannot name one person that I hate. And you know why that is? Because I'm not using all my energy to hate somebody. That's why. I don't hate anybody. There are some people I don't want to be around, you know. That happens. Yeah. There's some people that we don't click, so, you know, we don't need to work together or hang out together or any of that stuff anymore because it's not because I hate you. It's because it's not a good fit, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to think of the Italian writer, Carlo It's like Carlos Cipolla, I think, is what his name was. Could you look that up for me? It's C-I-P-O-L-L-A, I believe, if I remember correctly. Carlo is his first name. He's from Italy. He's a very, very bright man. Wrote 75 books. You having any luck?
Yeah, there's a Carlo M. Cipolla. He's listed as a historian.
He's an historian.
An economic historian.
He wrote a book, I believe, in 1979 it was. I can't remember the year, but it's something. Oh, you know that one, huh?
No, but I'm looking at his list of books, and I think I know which one you're going to bring up.
I mean, this man was a genius. There's no question about it. I think he died in like 2000. He was always one of my heroes because he spoke the truth. You know, he didn't try to hurt anybody. He did point out, however, that 95% of people on Earth are stupid. And that was picked up on by big business, who said, oh, you know what? If that's true, we can use them to make even more money, which is what happened, by the way. Carlo didn't mean for that. I call him Carlo like he's my buddy. Mr. Cipolla didn't mean to cause that, but he did. Because he's pig businessmen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all businessmen are pigs. That's not what I'm saying at all. You know, you're going to have to but you're going to have to explain everything you say, because everybody takes it. You're being very negative. Even if I say good morning, oh, maybe for you it is. It's like, settle down, for Christ's sake. Okay, so I got to play this audio for you. I hope I don't screw it up, because it's very funny. And again, this is not political. I'm not trying to harm anybody. You know, it's just, I've done this. I've mispronounced someone's name, but this pronunciation is very funny. Okay.
All right.
So Pete Buttigieg is up at the microphone and he introduces the president of the United States, Joe Biden. And I'm sorry. Like I said, some people can think, oh, you're trying to trash Joe Biden. No, I'm not. I've done what he did. It's just the way he did it was pretty hilarious. Okay, here we go. We're gonna get it going right now. Here we go.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
See the black guy laughing?
Somebody help that man.
Did you hear what he said, called him?
He was like Buttigieg?
Booty juice.
Booty juice.
He called him, thank you, Secretary Booty Juice. Now that's funny. I mean, a black man in America today could not stop himself from laughing. Booty Juice. That's a pretty good name, don't you think?
Yeah, that's probably like a situation where somebody was in Joe's ear, like quick, like, okay, yeah, thank Mr. whatever his actual name is. And then he gets up there and he was like, I'm just going to have to wing this.
Yeah.
And poor Joe.
Yeah, and nobody's burying Joe or saying Joe's an idiot or, my God, it's the worst thing. That's not what we're saying. I've done it. You've done it. It's just this time when he did it, calling somebody Booty Juice, basically you're calling them a fart is what you're calling them.
Right? Yeah, there's a few more people that are paying attention to Joe's mispronunciation of that name than there would be of, like, if we mispronounced that guy's name.
Well, he's the president of the United States, so you're right about that. That's 100%. But can we ever get to the point where that's funny for everyone? Because some people are going to think, oh, you're just trying to ruin them. No, we're not.
Right.
Get a sense of humor, for Christ's sake. You're ruining the planet. You people are ruining the planet. Nobody's comfortable anymore. Everybody's angry. And you caused it with your bullshit you learned in college.
Right. Like, because realistically, if, like, that same situation with Joe happened in, like, let's say AJ's last name was Booty Juice, and I accidentally called him Booty Juice. Well, now AJ's just known as Booty Juice for the rest of his life because I mispronounced his name. Like, that's just how it goes.
Pretty much true.
And so there's no hate or anything back and forth. It's just we're going to give each other a hard time, and everybody have fun, relax.
There was a situation at Jordan Junior High School, which is no longer even there, in North Minneapolis. I went there. Guy and Greg Laurent were very good friends of mine. They went there the same year that I did. A couple of other friends went there. And they started laughing because our teacher goes, okay, I'm going to take a roll now. Bill Berditzman, Sally Field, Tom Brainerd. And they start laughing because the guy pronounced my name Tom Brainerd. Right? Hey, whatever. Who gives it? Nobody cares about that, right? Mm-hmm. But they're, ha, 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 ha. He called you Brainerd. You didn't even know. Blah, blah. He gets to Guy Laurent, and he says, and he's right, but not in English. Mm-hmm. He goes, Okay, we've got Ukraine. Okay, Guy Laurent. Guy Laurent, pardon me. Right. So I look at Guy and I'm like, oh, is that funny? You like that one, do you? I mean, he was French. It was from a French family.
Oh, yeah.
But I had never heard that before. Guy Laurent.
Yeah. That's the one thing about being a teacher that I definitely would not want to do is try to pronounce, especially some of the names that kids are given today. Oh, doing roll call would be almost impossible. I'd be like
Booty Juice. You'd start laughing if you said Booty Juice. I know you would.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm too immature to not laugh at somebody saying Booty Juice.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a lot older than you, and I'm too immature to even do something like that. So there you go. But see, here's what I'm saying. It's funny. Some people are going to go, oh, it's just destructive. No, it's not. It's humor. We need to get some funny things going again.
Yes.
Because things are not funny anymore. Relax. Actually, if we work together, we'll get a lot further ahead. But if you keep us separated because you make money by doing that, that's what this is all about, too. It's all money. It's got nothing to do with politics. It's about me making money off using you. Because you are dumb enough to believe that if somebody disagrees with you, they're destroying your life. No, they're not. Shut it, or I'll shut it for you. What do you think? Tough guy. All right, we got to take a break here, but we'll be right back. Booty Juice from Score North is going to be with us in just a couple of minutes. Should we do? I won't do that to him. I'm sorry. Anyway, hi, it's Tom Bernard from Olivia Weight Loss Control Centers. I'm sorry. Hi, this is Tom Bernard for Olivia Weight Control Centers. Now's the time to get a jump on summer. You could lose up to 20 pounds or more in your first 8 weeks of Olivia Way. I weighed myself. I don't only report my weight like every Friday now because I think it's a good route to take and it's a good way to go. I lost another like half a pound. I'm down to 256, which I started at 265. So I'm down 9 pounds in the first 5 days. And I'll just do the report every Friday what my weight is. Keep you up to date on that one. So yeah, 256. I've lost 9 pounds in 5 days. That's wonderful. You know what I mean? Join Olivia today. Get your first 8 weeks free. And by the way, you'll receive a personalized and doctor-recommended program tailored to your unique needs, goals, and lifestyle, which is always good. I like this because they call me as a brand ambassador for Olivia. I'm an ambassador. I want you guys to know this, okay? I received really great support at Olivia. I still do. They check in on you. I mean, only if you want them to, and I want them to because they're paying close attention. I appreciate that. Join Olivia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Olivia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer. Visit Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. Start your weight loss journey now and get a jump on summer the Livia way.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Alley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a second to talk about my bank, North American Banking Company. I wish it was my bank. I mean, it's my bank I use, but Bilski runs it. You've heard me talking about them for a long time now because, well, Mike is one of my best friends, so there you go. When they opened in 1998, they made a promise to deliver a better banking experience for their customers, where you know your banker, they know you, which is always a good thing. While a lot has changed since 1998, this commitment to being a true community bank in the Twin Cities is not. So if you're looking for a better banking experience, why not bank with my bankers at North American Banking Company? They're all over the Twin Cities now. Go to nabankco.com or stop by any one of their 6 Twin Cities locations. Like I said, all over the Twin Cities, 6 Twin Cities locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast. Listen live weekday mornings, 8 to 9:30, or anytime you like as a podcast on the Tom Bernard app at TomBernardShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't feel like coming back. What do you think of that? No, I do, actually. It's Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Score North, Booty Juice.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Thank you. I love stuff like that. Have you ever been called the wrong name?
Oh, man. Well, yes. So my last name is spelled M-A-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Of course. Yeah, thank you.
But I get a lot of Phil McKays, Phil McKees, stuff like that. You know, Phil McCracken. You know,
Phil McCracken. I knew a Phil McCracken, actually. I am not kidding you. He's from Canada. He's from Toronto. And his real name is Phil McCracken.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's always a favorite.
That's a really good. Matter of fact, I'm having lunch with one of his co-buddies. We're going to have lunch today, and we'll talk about Phil. But yeah, his real name is Philip McCracken. Phil McCracken.
I feel like at that point you might want to switch to a middle name, last name situation or you know, something hyphenated to separate the Phil from the McCracken, you know?
Yeah, I could understand that. It'd have to be good, though.
It's like there was an ESPN anchor like 20 years ago, and it was Matt Weiner, W-E-I-N-E-R, but he said Weiner.
Yes.
He called himself Matt Weiner, but we all knew.
Well, we talked about it earlier. I go with Tom Brainerd just so it looks like I own a town, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
No problem whatsoever.
Twins flex those last name muscles.
Yeah, exactly. Twins got rained out yesterday, did they not?
You know, I think it's a good thing for the Twins. They now have gone, almost 72 hours without losing a baseball game. So
that's true.
The more rainouts, the better. It's funny because we're 2 weeks into the season. The Twins have only played on three consecutive days once so far with the built-in off days, with the rainouts and everything. It's kind of crazy.
We're talking about it midweek that there are teams that have played four or five games more than the Twins have.
Yeah. Well, the Dodgers started their season in South Korea like a week before. Like the Dodgers came in having played 40 games already. You know, no wonder they were sharper than the Twins for those first two matchups.
And they have good players. Unlike the Twins.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, when you got Shohei Ohtani in there. By the way, I've only followed loosely, but the update yesterday, so his translator, everyone's kind of like, well, there's no way Shohei wasn't just betting on things and throwing his translator under the bus.
Yes.
Apparently, his translator had this elaborate scheme in which he was betting tens of million dollars on different events without Shohei knowing it. So.
Tevin told us this morning he stole like $16 million.
Yeah.
Not you. I mean, you told us that he did.
Oh, yeah. No, I did not take any money from Shohei.
Tevin stole some money, actually. Let's talk about that.
Tevin, $16 million. I'm surprised you're here this morning, Tevin. $16 million, you know. Tax-free, too, by the way.
Yep. No, I always tell people, you'll know if I did it because you'll never see me again.
Exactly right. Precise. $16 million. But I suppose if you're... Because he's edging up on being a billionaire, is he not, Ohtani?
Well, kind of. The contract he signed was like 700 some million dollars, but 90% of it is deferred until after he's done playing.
Right.
So he's not going to get the full allotment until maybe 15 years from now. But it's like, remember the Bobby Bonilla contract from like 30 years ago with the Mets?
Yep.
And it was the first deferred payment. They still celebrate Bobby Bonilla Day. I think it's June something. Every year, that dude still gets $1 million from the Mets, even though he's like 60 years old.
Isn't that great, though? That's very smart. Really smart.
Yeah.
But the one way it is not smart is take it all up front because money's worth more now than it's going to be in 20 years.
Correct, yeah. The Mets probably wouldn't have given him that much money up front 30 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah.
But, you know, there's no way to win with money because if you take it now, you take the whole hit and blah, blah, blah. But if you take it over a stretch of time, 15, 20 years, it's not going to be worth anywhere near as much in year 20 as it was in year one.
Yeah. Money is a burden, really, is what we're saying here. You know, you don't want money at the end of the day.
No, you don't. You should be poor living in a hut. That's what I'm thinking. There's no question about it.
There's some days where I would love to just live in a hut, you know, be disconnected from angry Vikings fans, who I love, but sometimes it gets to be a little bit much when you open your inbox and it's just people screaming at you. Are you guys golf fans at all? because I've just been glued to the Masters this morning, watching Tiger Woods limp around Augusta.
Oh God, it's so sad. I loved Tiger Woods. I still do. I stood next to him one time. He's almost as tall as you are, Tevin. Did you know that?
Really? I don't know why. I just assumed he was like maybe 6 foot, but I just assumed he was short.
He's about 6'2".
Good for him.
Well, he's probably about 5'8" after all those back surgeries.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point. Yes. But yeah, I stood next to him out at Hazeltine for one of those tournaments out there, and he was, my God. Plus the fact he's got a little muscle on him too, I'll tell you that.
Well, he was the first guy to come in, because you remember in like the 80s and the 90s, a lot of the top golfers were the John Daly's. They were, you know, our guy Tim Heron, like kind of schleppy looking guys with their little quarter vests. And he comes in like an actual professional athlete with a weightlifting regimen, cardio. And now everyone looks like that. Rory McIlroy, all these guys. Look at Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and some of these guys. But yeah, he was the first one to actually like take it seriously as a professional athlete and train.
I will never forget that back in the days when I could go on like 1 week vacations, and I'd always come to Florida and I would play golf for 1 week at this golf course called Mayaku Lakes. That's the name of the golf course. And one of the cart boys was Brooks Koepka.
What?
Isn't that amazing?
Really?
Yeah, he's from this area. He's from, like, I don't know if he's exactly from West Palm, but he's from around here somewhere. But yeah, he was one of the cart boys.
That's amazing. He's an interesting story. So he went to LIV. A lot of these guys took the LIV golf blood money for nine figures. But he went through a stretch probably 2 years ago where he was falling down the world rankings. He was not playing well. He had some injuries. And there's the Netflix documentary, the first season of Full Swing, and he was featured on it. Mm-hmm. And he was a shell of himself. He's literally telling the cameras, I don't know if I'll ever be able to. I might have to quit golf at some point because my confidence is shattered. Somehow he figured it out, and he's won like two majors since then. But man, that guy's a badass golfer for sure.
You know, you just ruined my day because you mentioned Timmy Heron, and I love Timmy Heron. He's a really good friend. But a lot better than Timmy is his sister Alyssa. You ever met his sister?
So she used to host on the old 1500 ESPN. She hosted a Saturday golf show.
That is,
and so I'd run into her once in a while in the studio. Yeah,
I just love her. You ever joke around with her at all?
I didn't get to know her that. I mean, we would literally pass each other and small talk for 5 minutes, between shows on the weekends, basically.
I was invited by Timmy and Alyssa Heron to go walk the golf course with them at a PGA event. And it was one of the big ones. I don't remember which one it was, but I was allowed to walk with him. But I get there, and Alyssa, of course, sent me the little thing, the badge you hang it over your neck. You know those things. Mm-hmm. And I didn't look at it. I just put it on and walk up. And the guy goes, who are you supposed to be? I said, Tom Bernard, like it says on my card. And he goes, you haven't looked at that card, have you? I turned it around. It's a picture of Alyssa Heron. Very funny, Alyssa. I'm laughing. I'm laughing up a storm. But playing golf with Timmy Heron is not fun. And Alyssa's really good, too. But, you hit the best drive you've ever hit in your life, and he hits it about 70 yards past you. But, other than that.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So what is he? Is he Champions Tour? What is he doing now? Or is he just golfing for pleasure?
I have not talked to Timmy in a few years. I just, I'm moving around. He's moving around the rest. But that whole family, the Herons, could not be nicer people. Great people. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like mid to late 90s, early 2000s. I'm guessing he was probably paired with Tiger at some tournaments back in the day.
Yeah, he was. Most definitely was. But walking a professional golf tournament alongside one of the players, that's a hell of a experience. I will tell you that.
Yeah, when the Ryder Cup was here, 8 years ago now? Time flies. 2016, I think, was the Ryder Cup here. And I remember some friends and I posted up on one of the holes for like 4 hours, just right on the rope. And we saw Tiger walk by. He was like an assistant captain or something. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is, especially at the Masters, because there's some of these tee boxes.
What's this now?
Are you in trouble?
Yeah. Everybody on the show wants to know, am I in trouble, Catherine?
I'm just getting the vacuum.
Oh, you're getting the vacuum. Okay. Thank you, dear. Oh, now Jude doesn't want to leave. That's great. Okay. Sorry about that, Phil.
Just getting the vacuum. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But like, can you imagine sitting on a tee box with thousands of fans lined up all the way down on the left and the right and trees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there'd be, like, with these guys, there's no worry that you're going to duff one and kill somebody. But I still, even at the Ryder Cup, I'm sitting there. It's like, I know that this is, you know, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth here, but I still feel a little uncomfortable because if it was anybody else, they would probably slice one into my throat and I would die.
Yeah, that's a possibility. No question about it. But that's a great experience.
It's so much fun. Yeah.
It really is. No question about it. So who do the Twins have this weekend?
The Twins. Where the hell are the Twins this
weekend? Detroit.
Detroit.
They're at Detroit. And Detroit's having a pretty good year so far, are they not?
Yeah, Detroit's got an interesting team. Yeah, they do. Some pitching. They've got some interesting. They've got a lot of top prospects that are sort of coming up to the surface now. So we'll see.
I got to run something by you just to see what you think of it. Because Chris Eggert has to take about 4 or 5 days off in the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And one of the days he's taking off is today. I was talking to Tevin and AJ about calling Don Shelby and have him fill in. Oh, good. We finally got a good newsman.
Yes. Let's get a legitimate newsman. Yes. With two working legs. Okay.
Oh, my God. There's the shot.
Too soon.
I got to go home. Oh, wait a minute.
Too soon. It's been like 5 years.
That's a good line, though, man. I got to give you credit. So what else? Anything else you want to talk about?
It's funny. I saw Don Shelby. I didn't want to bother him, but like maybe 4 months ago, we were both at Hell's Kitchen for brunch downtown Minneapolis on a Saturday. Yep. And there was like a little jazz trio playing. And man, Don Shelby, he just, every room he walks into, man, he had the like this Argyle vest on, the slick back hair, just a legend walking in for brunch.
He is, I'm telling you, he used to take me up on the roof of WCCO4 television, right there on, what is it, 9th and Nicollet? I think it's 9th and Nicollet. We'd go up there and we'd smoke a cigar, and he'd go, okay, go ahead, Tom, unload. Well, these people think I'm this, and whenever I was in trouble, I know that Don Shelby would call me and go, come on up on the roof, Tom, we got to talk about this. He's a great man. I love the guy. He's a wonderful guy.
Is this, by the way, speaking of Channel 4, is this a top 10 weather day here
today?
Looks like it might be a top 10. You know, they do the top 10 weather day meter. We might be getting a top 10 weather day here, folks, in the Twin Cities. I know, Tom, you're going to be back soon. And the weather's smiling here. It's smiling.
We love Minnesota. We're coming up. I could probably say this now. We're going to move. We're going to sell our house and move further out. So that's going to be interesting. I'm trying to stay down here while they do that, but Catherine's having none of it. Honey, I've got some work I have to do down here while you're up moving.
Yeah.
So, you know, I probably can't do that, right?
I feel like you should go back and help her with the vacuum, you know? I feel like you should.
I should right now.
You should carry your end of the chores around here, Tom.
No question about it. So did you anything else that you wanted to report before we wrap it up? Because I just want to get out of your way, professional sports reporter, you know.
Exactly. Well, I do have, so the Timberwolves ownership saga continues to take hilarious turns.
Oh, God.
So we now have, and I had heard this a couple weeks ago, and I think I even floated this last week when you were out talking to these guys, but Woj, the big time ESPN NBA insider, Adrian Wojnarowski said, so A-Rod and Lori had to submit a proposed budget. Say you're going to be majority owners. Like, how are you going to operate the team? Let's see a budget. And the budget that they reportedly proposed was a slashing of payroll.
Oh,
they were going to, I mean, they were probably going to have to trade a star player or two. And it all kind of fits with the narrative that it's one thing to buy a house. It's nothing to have enough money to pay for the landscaping, right? Like, you don't want to be house poor. And there's some thought that these guys might be house poor NBA owners. And then the other piece of news that came out, Tim Connelly, the general manager who A-Rod and Lori hired, by the way, Glenn said, just go hire whoever you want.
Right.
So they hire this guy. He builds one of the best teams in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he has an opt-out in his contract this season. He aligned his contract with Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lori taking over majority ownership or not, so that if those guys don't get ownership, he can leave the Timberwolves this summer.
He's
can never just be normal with this team.
No, no, you're absolutely right. I did not even know this, but my daughter Alex is a huge Timberwolves fan.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was, but they're having a hell of a year. There's no question about that. I mean, Tevin, you're all over that.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it. And it just sucks that this is also happening at the same time, because it feels like the behind the scenes, everything's falling apart, but somehow they're keeping it together on the court. So hopefully we can keep this up.
So we'll see what happens in the playoffs.
Be honest, though, who hasn't scored 51 points in a game? You know.
Yeah.
Always. Well, what's funny you say that, because the Timberwolves have the most random list of 50-point scorers. Like a guy named Mo Williams once scored 50 points in a Timberwolves uniform. Corey Brewer out of nowhere. Jeez. Derrick Rose, after about 19 knee surgeries, dropped 50.
You know what I would do if I were on that team, and I'm not kidding you, and I'd do it very loudly. I would, instead of passing the ball to him, I'd take the shot, miss it, and look at him and go, "I'm sorry, Mo." And then just keep on. What do you think?
Mo and Curly.
Larry Mo and Curly. But you got to go, "I'm sorry, Mo," at least once, don't you?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're stuck on 49 points.
Yeah, exactly. You're never going to get there. All right, young man, we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, boys. All right, go Tiger Woods. Come on, let's make the cut.
Gotta be great. That'd be wonderful. I'd love to watch that. Phil Mackey, Score North, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Chris Eggert is not with us today. He has, I think, like 4 or 5 days, you guys. That's about right, in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's they're traveling for his morning news show today.
Traveling.
We're going to leave that up to interpretation, but that's just what I was told. And then it's next Thursday, Friday, and the following Monday.
You know that if you're in the Hubbard building, you're traveling to different cities several times a day, because that building's right on the border of Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's right in the middle of the building. You know that, right, AJ? You knew that, didn't you?
No, I actually had no idea.
There used to be, in the lobby, it said KSTP, and the back of the K was a line that went all the way through the lobby. And if your left foot was on the left side, your right foot was on the right side, you were in both Minneapolis and St. Paul at the same time.
Oh.
Oh, and in the lobby there, I can show you where the cut used to be. So if you ever want to stand in both cities at the same time, I can set it up for you.
Yeah, next time we're both in the building, you're going to have – I'm not going to be able to find this myself.
That's something that they should have went over in orientation with you. Like,
I feel like they probably did, and I was just kind of like, I'm in a real, office building. This is so cool.
Now, what happens if you get arrested in one of the cities and your sentence is you can't come back into that city? So could you cross that line in the building?
My question is, if I'm being pursued by police, can I just step over the line and be like, "Sorry, you're out of your jurisdiction here, bucko. You're going to."
Well, there was a Hubbard many years ago that tested that theory several times, I'll tell you that. There are some great stories about that guy. My God. He was asked to move a safe once.
Okay.
He threw it out the window.
It moved.
It moved.
It moved, baby. Moved.
Yeah. Job done.
I never had the pleasure of meeting the guy, and he died young, unfortunately, but he was an interesting fella. I will tell you that. All right. I suppose we better do we have to take a break, or should we just go through and, I'll call Mike Lindell and go, "Mike, I know you had a MyPillow spot, but I don't feel like reading it today. Could you just pay for it anyway?" What do you think?
Unfortunately, I think we need to knock it out.
Yep.
All right. Follow your lead. I'll follow your lead. Mike Lindell, MyPillow employees, want to thank my listeners, our listeners, for all your continued support. You guys have been great, as a matter of fact. Thank you. And to thank you, they're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. And you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. 6-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of free shipping on larger items such as mattresses, mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, and I mean ever, go to MyPillow.com, call 800-516-5146, use promo code TOM, and you get free shipping on your entire order. So that's wonderful. Call 800-516-5146. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code TOM.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love this guy. He's a great guy. I'm talking about Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. In addition to having the best selection in town, of course, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free, which is always great. By the way, that's a tremendous idea because you don't want to sell your gun to just anybody. Believe me. Well, Jim at K&L will take care of that for you. If you've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, you don't know what to do with them, or let's say you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely through consignment and auction. Safely, the key word there, because it is safe. And you need that, by the way. I know Jim. He's extremely knowledgeable, will help you get top dollar. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lana Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Fellas, I am being flooded with other audio that people want us to play.
Okay.
Because Booty Juice went over big. And again, like I said, we're not trying to destroy anybody. As a matter of fact, the first one I'm talking about is a Republican. So it has nothing to do with being a Democrat or a Republican. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, and I've known Tim Pawlenty for years, he's a good guy. Do you remember the first thing he ever did as governor? At a hockey game?
Ooh, no.
You don't remember that?
I do not.
He said on, I believe it was live television. I know it was live on the radio. That I know. And it was, because I was in the stadium when it happened. He was supposed to say, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to drop the puck.
Oh, no, I know. Uh-oh. This.
If you can find it, that'd be magnificent. But he didn't say puck. And I will never forget as long as... See, this is what I'm saying. I've done it. You've done it. Everybody, misspeaks. We do.
Yeah. It's funny that you brought up the time to drop the puck because there was a former... I forget what her name is. She was a former Gophers hockey player, and they had her go to the Wild game and yell, it's time to drop the puck. And her voice, cracked. So it was like, it's time to drop the puck. And, it sounded like she was going through puberty, and that, audio gets played nonstop all over the place. It'll resurface. So people love the little making, the little human moments where everybody has a little imperfection or a slip-up. So people love those.
No, see, Tevin, that's exactly the way to put it. It's a very human moment to say booty juice or time to drop the F-bomb or whatever you're going to say. Or your voice is breaking because she's probably nervous.
Yeah, I mean, you're in a stadium filled with people that are all riled up, ready to go, and you're excited, and oops.
So if you have one, I always forget the number here. What's the number to call in if they – you know what? I would like to have people – we got to deliver that number once in a while because I'd love people to call in live during the show once in a while. I've always enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I love it.
AJ, do we do the main line or the hotline?
Yeah, so that if you want to call in, that number is 952-600-2575. One more time, 952-600-2575.
How stupid am I that I can't remember a number like 2575?
Not that stupid. It's a weird number. It's 952. And I feel I'm used to the 763s or the 612s.
Yeah, 612 was the, that was a, wasn't that the entire Twin Cities? Or no, actually St. Paul did have their own too. 612 was North Minneapolis, baby. That's all I have to say. But yeah, people really, because we all do it. That's the whole thing. We all misspeak. We all say things we didn't mean to say. So for anybody, and the fact that some of these news agencies are hiding that audio, it's come on. He's the president of the United States. He can take a punch, for Christ's sake. And it's not even a punch. It's funny.
Yeah, and him getting ridiculed for, you know, a mispronunciation of a name is probably the best thing that's going to happen to him all day, because he gets ridiculed for everything else. Like, that's the least serious
thing. I agree. There's no question about this. This hatred they're spewing toward one another is getting really old for me. I will tell you that. So we got May, June, July, August, September, October. You got 7 more months of this. Yeah. Well, I can't count November because it's only, what, this November 8th this year is the election day?
Yeah, I believe so. It's usually pretty early
Your
in November.
Your guess is as good as mine there.
Somewhere in there, I know that. It's just, can we ever redevelop a sense of humor where everything doesn't suck and I hate everybody and everything? Could we just settle down? Enjoy. You're only going to live about what? O.J. Simpson lived 76 years. Of course, he had dick cancer. What a great way for him to go. He gets dick cancer.
Is that really what it was?
Yeah, it was prostate cancer.
Interesting. I love on ESPN. I don't have anything to add to prostate cancer. On ESPN, because like the family released a statement, and so ESPN was like, he died of cancer, and then they're like, according to the family, like as if they were like suspicious.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know what you're supposed to say if you're an OJ fan? God, really? He got cancer in the biggest part of his body? That's too bad. What do you think of that action?
Well, have you been seeing everybody kind of dance around how they're talking about OJ Simpson? Because yes, on one hand, great football player, but on the other hand, I mean, he was acquitted, but most likely murdered that his wife or girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, his ex-wife and her. Yeah. I don't even think the guy was her boyfriend. He's just walking her home, that Ronald Goldman.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, O.J. Simpson was not the smartest man that I only talked to him one time, and he was doing something about for Hertz or some damn thing. Mm-hmm. Not a brilliant man, no question. But not only did he kill them, he massacred them. Almost cut off Ronald Goldman's head, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so. It was very gruesome. And I wonder how Phillip's doing, because Philly Dog was
a friend
of his and played, I believe, with him or against him. So
against him, yeah, because the Buffalo would play the New York Jets. Because Philly at the time was with the New York Jets. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It just, no, there's no question that he did it. Well, you heard a couple of the years and years later, a couple of the jurors actually admitted, you know why they found him innocent?
Because he was attractive, right?
Because of Rodney King.
Oh, okay.
It was payback. This guy gets away with double massacre because there needed to be payback for Rodney King. And by the way, Rodney King said, don't do this. This is a bad idea. Do not do this. Rodney King actually was, is he dead now?
I would assume so.
I heard he's a terrifically nice guy. You know, we had him on too, and he was very nice on the air. But I heard he was a really pretty decent guy. But who the hell knows?
Yeah, he died in 2012.
Is that long ago already? My God, time's flying.
I just it's always amazed me how he like gets acquitted, and then he came out with in 07, or maybe it was like I forget 06, 07. A book called If I Did It.
He did.
That's not the biggest red flag of, maybe we got this one wrong.
Well, and then even because he joined Twitter 5 years ago. And his first video he posted was him saying, I got to set the record straight because there's a lot of misconceptions about,
And
we're like, OJ, just ignore. You need to just stop talking about this trial because we all think you did it regardless of what the court said.
No question about it. God, we got to take a break. This show is flying by. You guys are providing too much entertainment for me. Dial it back.
We'll tone it down.
It's got to be one of those days. One of the days this week, we saved it all for Friday.
One of these days, Alice. We will be right back. Some Italian jerk's going to be with us right after this. When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Hi guys, it's Chris Eggert from Channel 5 Morning News, along with my friends Megan Newquist and Ken Barlow. In the morning, we pride ourselves on sharing people's stories. I've been lucky enough to be part of this 5 Eyewitness News morning team for more than a decade now. This is where I've raised my kids and working alongside my friends for all these years. We're like a family too.
We are family, Chris. Working with you and Ken and Hannah, it is such an honor to help folks start their day every morning on Channel 5. We get to catch people up on the news that's happening, and Hannah is here to keep an eye on the traffic around town.
And when it comes to weather, I know people rely on me to plan their day and get their family out the door. Over the last 10 years, there are so many memories and so many laughs. I just love sharing the forecast alongside you guys.
I feel the same way, Ken. To all you who start your day with us here on Channel 5, we think of you as family too. Thanks for turning on 5 Eyewitness News in the mornings.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, President and Chief Lending Officer at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Michael Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a locally owned and operated community bank, we work with many multi-generational businesses.
Take Personal Care Dentistry of Roseville, for example. Dr. Walter Hunt, also known as Painless to me, has been a longtime customer of the bank since we opened the bank in 1998.
When his son Kyle was ready to join the practice, they wanted to expand quickly.
With their additional space and equipment, they now are able to see more patients each day while providing the same level of care and service.
Okay, guys, I'll take it from here. If you run a family business or any kind of business for that matter, you should be banking with Brad and Mike over at North American Banking Company. Every time I deal with them or their team, I know I'm working with experienced professional bankers. So why not bank with my banker? North American Banking Company, a better banking experience. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
You know, you guys don't have to send me that run sheet anymore because I always know when Bob's on because during the commercial, I can hear a guy going,
I didn't realize that.
Tom. Sandy, I need your help with something.
Yes, sir.
I used to know how to pronounce this guy's name, but he wrote Simpson. 75 books. What?
Oh, Simpson is how you pronounce his name.
Simpson. Oh, OJ. We're going to get to OJ, are we? I can understand that. But so he's a nice Italian boy, wrote 74 books. His name is Carlo Cipolla. Carlo M. Cipolla, I think. Would you say it's Cipolla in Italian?
Probably Cipolla. I mean, we anglicize everything nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. So it would probably be Cipolla or Cipolla or something like that in Italy. But so just Carlo M. Cipolla. He wrote a book called 95% of People Are Stupid.
Really? It's that low? I thought it was higher than that.
I think it's that low. But we've been reading a lot about that stuff. And also, did you hear the audio? And again, we were talking about things that, like Tim Pawlenty said, it's time to drop the puck, and he didn't say puck.
Yes.
You remember that, right?
Yes, he said fire truck.
Fire truck. That's exactly what he said. There's no question about it. But did you hear what the president said yesterday when he was saying hello?
Saying hello to
Buttigieg?
No.
He said, thank you, Secretary Booty Juice.
Well, either he had OJ juice on his mind or he had booty juice on his mind.
Well, it could be. I mean, you never know. And some people, like I said, oh, you're attacking. I am not attacking the president.
What if it's his nickname for Dr. Jill?
Yeah, exactly.
Give me booty a booty juice. little booty juice.
See, I knew we had to get an Italian involved in this. You guys always make it better. There's no question about it. Bob Sansevier, what's happening, man?
Well, I mean, your Twins had a rainout, which you know, they didn't play yesterday, which is good news for them. They didn't lose. They are running on a one-game win streak, and they're even worse than Kansas City. They're like the third or fourth worst team in the American League.
Right.
Pathetic. And you know what? We talked about this, I think, the other day. Put it squarely on ownership. They did not want to spend money. And as Falvey and Levine, their job is to convince them to spend money, and they didn't. So whatever happens to them.
Point.
Oh, well.
That's a very good point, Bob. I don't know. Then, people are barking at me. They want me to play this for you because they think you will love this.
This is the booty juice?
This is the actual recording of it, Bob. Right. I got to get this taken care of. After he says it, the guy who's playing it or put it on the internet, he sounds like he's going to die from laughing so hard. So here it is, Bob, right here.
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Now look at this guy, Bob. I'm trying. Is there that much reflection on it?
What was that? Was it Snagglepuss? Who was the cartoon character who laughed like that? However it was, he did right afterwards.
I think you're right. I think it was. No question. But, hey, we've heard it before. Like I said, I'm sorry. Calling somebody, thank you, Secretary Booty Juice, is funny. I don't care what the hell you think. Right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. God, calm down with your political bullshit. Like, yeah, one party so much better than the other. Give me a break.
This, like I said before, imagine the hell he got when he saw Dr. Jill. I told you never to say that nickname in public.
It spilled over?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping is it's an inside joke that they all call him behind the scenes and Joe accidentally let it slip on national TV.
Well, okay, you know that from now on because they have code names for the president.
Yeah. Oh.
His new code name is Booty Juice.
No question.
What a world.
What a world indeed. So sorry about that, Bob. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, I heard you talking about O.J. Simpson. And, Tom, usually when a celebrity, he was a notorious too, but a celebrity, when they die, I have some reaction. When I heard yesterday, I could care less. I couldn't care more.
Right.
I had no reaction. I don't care that he's lived or died.
No, he's a good friend of Philip Wise's.
Philip loved the guy, yeah.
Philip loved him. He absolutely did, and I don't know how. I haven't talked to Philip about it yet, but he's probably not taking it well. But the guy almost beheaded a man and got away with it because of Rodney King, and Rodney King is offended that they used his situation in that situation.
Well, I mean, when you look at this dream team that they had, I mean, and you had the Marsha Clark and the other guy who's allegedly playing Patty Cake through most of the trial.
Did they all bang one another? You got Fonnie Willis, you got her. Do they all just bang each other during the trials?
I think that they don't have much time. So when they, they're working together, these lawyers put in so many hours, and I bet it was billable hours too.
Yeah, I can't see banging Alan Dorfman. Sorry, he was my attorney. Not happening.
We'll let that one go.
We'll let that one go. Now, he's been dead for about 20 years. Yeah. So, Alan had a sense of humor, though, so he's okay.
But I would bet if any of us, I know it because I know what people are like. If you were to say, OJ, it's really too bad he went to jail for killing, his ex-wife and the other guy. They would agree. People don't realize what he actually went to jail for.
No, he did not go to jail for that. You're absolutely right.
No, he went to jail for stealing his own memorabilia back.
Yep. That's exactly right. But they were going to get him sooner. That's the whole problem with our system in America. Maybe they got you off using the Rodney King deal, but we're going to get you anyway. I mean, if they want you, they're going to get you. There's no question about it.
I mean, if it were anyone else, do we really think that there'd be this many court cases and charges against Trump?
Yeah, true.
They're just out to get. I mean, again, I'm not defending him because I'm not a fan.
No, I understand.
You
get to have an opinion about everybody, Bob. This is America.
Well, but as an observer, when you watch it, it's just over the top.
It is, yeah. It is horrible. And the whole thing, our political system is so. Once again, and I don't mean, look, I'm 72 years old. I'm not a young guy myself, but you got one guy who's 81 and the other one's 77. This is really? I think because you have to be 36 to be president, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, 35?
35.
I think that's the age.
Oh, is it 35? Okay, 35. To even be president, you have to be 35 years old. So I wasn't there an upper limit on that? If there's a lower limit, why isn't there an upper limit?
Because then they would have to get rid of virtually all but one or two of the Supreme Court justices. One should have a mandatory retirement. So should in the Senate. The fact that Dianne Feinstein stuck around until she was 136 was ridiculous. I mean, she was not functional for quite a while, and she was still getting reelected.
136 might be a little high, but not too much.
If you look at her, there's people who've made it to 120-something who look better.
No question about it. No doubt about it. So I don't know. We'll just, we keep moving forward in the world. What we're trying, I literally have decided that, you know, what's my career going to be? Another 3, 4, 5 years, something like
30,
that.
30,
40? Yeah, 30, 40 years, exactly. I want to have a good time. I don't, I'm going to get pissed off at anybody about anything. You want to be political on the left or the right? That's your business. Just shut the hell up around me. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, guys, he says that now. In 3, 2, it doesn't take much for you to get pissed off.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you could be Mr. Happy, Mr. Sunshine and Lollipops, and then somebody will piss you off.
Are you saying I have a trigger? Is that what you're saying?
We all have triggers. I think that, you know, AJ and Tevin hide theirs better than others.
Probably.
They're on the, I can look at AJ now. He's always on the edge. And Tevin, he's a, what is he, a powder keg ready to go at any time.
During breaks, me and AJ just scream at each other.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you're right. You're still on camera, so we can see you guys just being vicious to one another. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Sandy, we only got a couple minutes left, so anything you want to talk about sports?
Well, I want to mention, you know, the Twins or the Timberwolves put something out the other day about Carl Anthony Towns. He's back to full practice, full contact. The best thing that would happen is that he sprains something or they say he's not coming back. This team is better off without him. Keep in mind, the man who scored 60 and they still lost, and then he had close to 50 and they still lost. He will be a detriment. I was predicting anyway that they'll maybe get to the second round of the playoffs because this might be the most competitive Western Conference ever.
Absolutely.
With him, the chemistry is not as good with him, I think, as it is without him. And they should have dumped him years ago.
I still want to know, Bob, shouldn't they raise the basket to 12 feet?
At least maybe 15.
Maybe even 15 feet. Those guys are so good. They're so strong. I mean, honest to God, they can. There are guys that can touch the top of the backboard now.
Tom, it's like when we were kids, you know, you go to like some of these parks and they have them at 7 or 8 feet.
Yes.
That's what it's like for them.
Yes, it is.
To play here. Absolutely. I mean, of course they're going to be. They are dominant the way like any one of us would be dominant against a little kid at an 8-foot basket.
But why would you bring that up? Because I sucked at that too. Is that why you brought it up? The 7-foot basket.
You were dunking at the 7-footer.
Well, I was. That's true.
And the Nerf one. How many Nerf backboards did you break?
Nerf backboards.
Do they even have those anymore? The Nerf backboards.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
definitely.
I love it the 3-year-old walks up and grabs a rim and it tips right over on him because it's not heavy. It's not going to hurt him. All right, Sandy. We're going to talk to you next week.
Oh, I live for that moment.
No, we. Live just to be in your presence.
Not
that's
if
all
you
I'm
die
saying.
First, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen,
thank
Bob.
Thank you. She said it to me again.
She did, yeah. Bob Booty Juice with us this morning. So thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bye.
We'll take a break. Be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Timmy Lammers will join us right after this. In addition to having the best selection in town, K&L Surplus and Ammo also can help you sell your firearms safely and worry-free. Very, very important. You've inherited a collection of firearms from a loved one, don't know what to do with them, or if you have guns you're no longer using, call Jim at K&L Surplus and Ammo. Jim can help you sell those firearms safely and through consignment and auction. I know Jim. He's an extremely knowledgeable guy, great guy, too. Will help you get top dollar, which is very important, of course. He will help you explore all the options and take the work and stress off of your shoulders. K&L Surplus and Ammo is on Lake Drive in Lina Lakes and open Tuesday through Saturday. You can also visit them online at www.klgunstore.com.
The past several years have been the craziest in the history of the car business. The pandemic, supply chain and chip issues, all causing extreme inventory shortages that led to, well, predatory pricing. Some dealers charge thousands of dollars over MSRP.
We never played that game. I'm Jim Paul of Valley Buick GMC. We knew that would leave a bad taste in a customer's mouth. More importantly, from an integrity standpoint, it was just wrong.
So what about the current market? You know, inventory and pricing.
Valley has their best inventory in years. Really all the Buick and GMC models. Even the previously hard-to-find Yukons, HD pickups, and Hummer EVs. Plenty of deep discounts. Many with factory rebates and low-interest financing.
Then it's a good time to buy?
It's a great time. We're welcoming our previous customers back, as well as anyone else that felt the treatment just didn't feel right the last time somewhere else.
Valley Buick GMC in Apple Valley and Hastings or valleycardealers.com. Car buying without the bad aftertaste.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. Thank you. They're having an overstock clearance and new product sale right now for the best prices ever when you use promo code TOM. You get free shipping on your entire order. You get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0. Also get 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived and won't last long. Six-pack towel sets for only $29.98. And take advantage of the free shipping on larger items such as mattresses and mattress toppers. 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels that actually absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, and so much more. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-516-5146. Use promo code Tom, and you can get free shipping on your entire order. So call 800-516-5146, go to MyPillow.com, and use promo code Tom.
You're listening to the Tom Bernard Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have the lovely and talented Timmy yet.
He's here.
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
Oh, he's hiding on us?
On my end, I see him frozen on his camera. So maybe I will remove him. We'll remove him for right now. Maybe okay, he has to leave and rejoin. Yeah.
Okay, we'll give him 1 minute when he gets back. It'll be here. It might be coming up.
I might have to call in.
There.
Suck.
What the hell's
morning.
Wrong with you? Right. Why don't you spend a little money, all that dough you're making, on some equipment, bitch?
I don't think he can hear us.
Okay, can you get me?
We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Tim, I'll text you the number if you want to call in.
Very smooth. This is just, look, is there ever been a better show where two guests in a row didn't show up, and then one of the guys supposed to appear on the show the next day couldn't show up either? He did show up, but he couldn't show up. What do you think?
Yeah, gotta love when there's technical difficulties and technology doesn't cooperate, especially.
Hello.
There we go.
Yeah. Internet sucks. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you, Tim. We got you loud and clear.
Yep.
God, the internet sucks. Sorry.
You big baby.
Yeah, what can you do, man? It's just been pokey all morning. It's one of those things where, geez, everybody's online at once or something, you know? Let's look up and see what's on Twitter. Oh, excuse me, X.
It's just X now. It's not Twitter anymore. It's X. There's no question about that. So, yes, Timmy, I got to do my intro. I can't just let you be on without saying Tim Lammers is brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury lawyers seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Timmy.
Yeah, I'm coming to you by this newfangled device called the telephone today.
The telephone, you know.
What kind of phone do you got? Remember that one?
What the hell kind of phone do you got? Who was that?
Some very crabby elderly person.
It was, yep. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
No question about it.
So I'm trying not to be crabby. There's a new movie out today called Civil War.
Civil War.
And I don't know if you've seen any previews or whatever, but, you know, naturally when you think, okay, a movie coming from Hollywood called Civil War, about a civil war, a future war in a dystopian society in the United States, you're thinking, okay, God, here we go. But surprisingly, this one doesn't take sides.
Oh, really?
It avoids arguments over politics. There's no talk of cultural elements and divisive things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't go into various ideologies. It doesn't even mention the Democratic or Republican parties.
Good. Thank God. I'll go see it now.
Instead, it is basically a horrifying look at what civil war would be like if indeed it did happen in these United States. And it is, again, I can't, there are not enough words to describe how chilling, frightening, horrifying, unnerving this movie is. Because that's really when it comes down to it. You know, maybe all those sorts of things, and maybe people can learn a lesson from all of this, is that people are stirring the pot way, way too much. And, you know, they talk, well, there's going to be a civil war. Well, there's going to be a civil war. Well, guess what? Once you see this movie, you're going to see what the hell that civil war looks like. Probably doesn't even actually come close to what it really will look like. And it is, like I say, it's frightening. It is just frightening. So, it's a fictional movie, thank God, although it does feel documentary-like at times. Kirsten Dunst. Of course, you remember her from the Spider-Man films. She's sure. a really good actress. She's really good. And she's married to another great actor, Jesse Plemons.
Oh, I love Jesse Plemons.
Yeah. Great. And yep. he actually has a small part in this that I think you might see it in a trailer or a clip. And he is frightening. That dude, he's like a militia member, and he is frightening. But, God. Again, it takes place in a not too distant future where Kirsten Dunst plays Lee Smith. She's this veteran war photojournalist. She's covered wars around the globe, and now her worst fear has come true. It's a civil war in the United States. The country is divided into four regions, and the biggest threat to the dictator third term president, he doesn't have a name. He's played by Nick Offerman. You've seen the guy. You know Nick Offerman.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a secessionist group called the Western Forces. Now, here is where you know they're truly not taking sides here. The Western Forces are a combination of two secessionist states. One is Texas, and one is California. You know? One's a freaking red state, and the other's a freaking blue state.
Shock of the century.
Well, but the fact that these, you know, it's states with different political ideologies are combined shows you that, okay, we're not picking sides here.
Right. That's true.
So it's you know, that should tell you right there that, okay, the point of this movie is not to stir up some sort of political divide. The point here is to say, everybody better pull their heads out of the sand. Otherwise, folks, this is what we're looking at.
Yeah, good point.
And the lovely Mrs. Lammameter and I went to this movie the other night, saw it in IMAX, and it's a shock to the system. It really is. I mean, cinematic standpoint, you feel like you're smack dab in the middle of all this stuff's going on. It starts in New York. There's the only time really where you see any sorts of violent protests, but there's a suicide bomber involved there. Again, things are getting ugly. And it's like, okay, we need to head to New York, we got to head from New York to Washington, where the president is holed up. He hasn't done an interview with the press for 14 months. We need to do an interview with him and get some photo evidence of him here. And the problem is, when journalists head to D.C., they're shot on sight. So, and so, once they get there, I mean, going there is dangerous. Because here's the other thing about a civil war. You know, the military is divided. And the military, that's mainly the sorts of, you see a lot of military members, a lot of people dressed in camo, with fatigues, and you don't know which side they're on.
Right.
Because some are divided to go with the Western forces, some are the loyalists, some are the new, there's four different factions, four different regions that the U.S. is split up into. So they don't know who the hell is what. So they're like constantly in danger. So... Yeah. I mean, it really is everything that you thought it. You know, there's been a lot of hype about this movie. It debuted at the South by Southwest Film Festival last month, and everything that you've heard is absolutely true. It is a stunning movie. Last week was kind of funny. Tevin and AJ and I were talking about how many nines and tens I give out. Well, this one's a 9.5 on the last.
Ooh.
Okay, Tim.
This is as close as it gets. And again, I give out tens, but, you know, I mean, yeah, a movie's got to be a perfect movie. And, you know, I'm sure that some people are going to come from it saying, well, this is this party and this is that party. Again, I think that this writer-director, Alex Garland, who is British, by the way, which the only reason I would mention that is, you know, maybe he's just coming in from an objective point of view. I don't know what his politics are. Mm-hmm. And he certainly hasn't preached his politics, nor has anybody else during the promotion of this film. So that's what's really sort of surprising about all this. You know, I mean, obviously there's a big complaint about, you know, Hollywood being, you know, far left or whatever, but you know what? This is an independent film, so maybe that says something. You know, if it were made by a studio, maybe that mm-hmm. would be different. But it's pretty damn provocative when you can put out a film that doesn't take sides politically, especially in an election year. So, yeah, I think the biggest hubbub about this movie will be come from the people who haven't seen it and are just assuming what sort of movie it is. Because yeah, once you see it, you're going to realize what sort of movie it really is. So, yeah, 9.5 out of 10 for Civil War.
It's just called Civil War. That's it.
That's it.
All right, good. Excellent.
Yeah, so I see it in the theater, and again, in IMAX, it's just, again, I guess maybe even talking about it, I'm still feeling the shock to the system of how loud and immersive and the big image and being in the middle of it. I mean, my God, it's just, and my, the lovely Mrs. Lammermeter admitted when we saw it Monday night. So Tuesday morning, she said, I didn't sleep well last night. I think it was because of that movie. So yeah, it's that sort of movie and it has that sort of effect. Yeah, not sure, feel good summer blockbuster. Well, we're not in summer yet, but spring blockbuster. How about that?
There you go. But sounds like something I'd love to see. Sounds good.
I think you would. I think this is an important movie to see for everybody. And again, for the simple fact that you can blather on all you want and bitch about anything you want, anything to divide the country, without realizing that at some point there is going to be a tipping point. And when that tipping point happens, this, what you see in the movie is what's going to happen. And that is frightening. That is like, yeah. Holy God. It is just, this isn't a spoiler, but naturally there's the really stunning third act takes place in D.C.
Ooh.
And you just will not believe the war scenes during this third act when they're in D.C. My God, it's just really... really shocking stuff.
Well, you talked me into it. A little dinner and a movie. Now we're talking.
Yeah, maybe. I think you. Yeah, it's not like a. Oh, yeah, this is a great date movie, but you know.
No, I understand. No question.
But dinner and a movie is okay. It's okay.
It is.
So, any thoughts from Taj Mahal? Last week they came up with this name for their podcast since you were gone. They call it the T as in Tevin, AJ, Taj Mahal podcast.
That was listener Eric actually came up with that idea. So I'll put the credit to him.
I'll add to it. Taj Mahal, your ass out of here. How about that? How about that action? Let's go that route.
Mahal, I like Taj your Mahal. Ass out of here, Taj. That's you, Devin and AJ. I'm just going to read. You guys, you're not even people anymore to me. You're just a singular Taj. Get your ass out of here.
Just Taj, baby. You're the Taj.
Get your ass out of here.
Well, it's better than Jat if it were backwards.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That Jat. Wouldn't be good. It's like
yeah,
Mott.
So I must mention, I'm not a gamer. My kids are gamers. Three of the four of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And even the one that doesn't play games watched the long-awaited, the hotly anticipated adaptation of Fallout. And it's on Amazon Prime Video. And it is an entertaining show, man.
Let's go.
It takes place within the game world, naturally. It, you know, I just had to prep because I did interviews for the thing for Forbes. And so I played the game a little bit just to get a sense of what it was like. And I have to say, just the little that I played, it's like they really do replicate the world well, the world of the video game.
Okay.
So naturally, there's always that concern about, well, is this going to live up to the video game, be faithful, da-da-da-da-da. Well, yes, from that standpoint of what happens in the game, yes, but you also have to create a story which includes the ghoul, who is this half-rotted irradiated cowboy played by the Ooh. Always freaking great Tommy. I know you love him, you've talked to him, Walton Goggins.
I love Walton Goggins. He's phenomenal. How about Gemstone, the Righteous Gemstones? He is so good in that, it's unbelievable.
He is Billy Baby Freeman in that, and I actually interviewed him for that as well. And the first thing you see in The Righteous Gemstones, season three, he's trying to make money wherever he can.
Right.
So he's singing one of these sorts of hymns that you would hear on a Sunday morning televangelist broadcast. And
sure.
Today's going to be a payday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today's going to be a payday. I mean, it's freaking so freaking hilarious. He is such of a great comedic actor. And who would have guessed? Because you got to remember, this guy was on The Shield. He was on Justified. I mean, he, you know, in The Hateful Eight, he's been in a couple Quentin Tarantino films. I mean, this guy has it all.
He can be funny, and he can be scary as a son of a bitch.
And he's both in this, because...
Oh, he is.
Well, yeah, because the show is about, oddly enough, a nuclear apocalypse, 200 years after a nuclear apocalypse, where a lot of people have been living underground in these vaults, you know, these luxurious vaults, and generations upon generations have been in these vaults, and finally one goes to the surface. And it's desolate. It's, you know, torn and tattered, and half the people are rotted away from nuclear, you know, nuclear annihilation, et cetera, et cetera. And so he plays like a serious character in scenes before the bomb drops, but afterwards he's like an anti-hero. You know, you kind of like watching him kick ass, but then he turns into a real bad dude. So, I mean, he just does have it all, man. He is so fantastic. So,
question.
So I interviewed him for this. And again, and you know this, Tom, you can't talk to a nicer guy.
More great
of a
guy.
Genuine, sweet guy.
Yep.
And so it was thrilling. It really was. He is one of my favorite people to talk to now and one of my favorite actors. He is just so great. So anyway, we got him and Ella Purnell and Aaron Moten and from the show, Kyla MacLachlan from the show. And then Jonah Nolan, who is Christopher Nolan's brother, is the director of the first three episodes, interviewed him as well. And all of those pieces that I did for Forbes are on my website, directconversations.com.
Thank you, Timmy Lammers. We'll talk to you next week.
And I'll get that newfangled internet thing figured out so next week I can watch you on the videotape.
No, we're talking
on the video feed, whatever they call it, that newfangled stuff. All right. Indeed. Have a great weekend.
You too, Timmy. Tim Lammers, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury Lawyer, seeking justice for the injured. Contact Bradshaw and Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Kristen Burt is up next.
When you go to a restaurant, you expect the chef to be an expert. You expect your auto mechanic to be an expert when it comes to fixing your car. You judge them both by the results of their work. Josh Arnold is an expert in investments and planning your financial future. Josh Arnold is my expert, and he should be yours, too. I talk to Josh every week, and he understands the market and the economy, and he knows how to plan for your retirement. Don't put it off another day. The man with your plan is Josh Arnold. Call Josh now for a no-obligation 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll have an expert planning and managing your financial future. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That's 952-925-5608. Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC Security Investment Advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Is that text you're sending so important that you missed your turn? Is that text you're sending so important that you ran the red light? Is that text you're sending so important you didn't see the ball coming onto the road or the child that followed? Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. When you take your eyes off the road for even 4 seconds, your vehicle travels 100 yards. That's the entire length of a football field. If you absolutely have to text, you need to pull off the road somewhere safe and do it from there. Texting and driving is against the law and can cause serious injury or even death to you and others. Now that is important. We hope you're never injured in a collision, but if you are, please contact us.
Find Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw and Bryant.
The new Tom Bernard Show is proud to have partners like Bradshaw and Bryant, MyPillow, and North American Banking Company founder, chairman, and president, Mike Bilski.
I've advertised on Tom's show for years, and the reason is simple. My business is recognized because of the ads, and that recognition has created growth. What business doesn't want to grow? I highly recommend the Tom Bernard Morning Show for your advertising.
Grow results for your business by partnering with the Tom Bernard Show. Visit TomBernardShow.com, keyword partner. This is the Tom Bernard Podcast.
See, that shows how lame Tim is. Even Kristen can get up on the screen. I mean, what does that tell you?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Not even a hard wire. We literally drag a big hard wire from our router into my closet so we have no tech issues.
That's phenomenal.
Yes.
You thought ahead? How the hell does that happen in America today?
We've done
today?
This since the pandemic, so we are well prepared in this household. So
that's
just very, remember very who is more dedicated to your show and showing up on video.
KB1 and KB2?
Yes.
That's who it is? No question. Yes. Oh, my God. I made a huge mistake getting on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
All I hear 24 hours a day is, she's far too good for you. Yeah, good. Thank you. I appreciate it immensely.
I did see a couple of comments. That is true.
Catherine is a big hit on social media, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you guys are doing like the cute internet influencer couple thing.
Well, she's, you know, I had to go in and get checked, and I don't have any stuff like, you know, things that might
be melanoma or anything.
Melanoma,
yes.
That kind of stuff. Because I did on my right cheek about a year ago, something like that, and had that taken care of, and nothing new, so that was great. But yeah, I think they were very surprised that my wife is as attractive as she is and as smart and funny as she is.
Your wife's a babe, you know?
She is indeed. I don't know how to get her. You know, I just hope she doesn't want to go to the eye doctor because that could change everything.
No, she loves you.
Kristen,
she wants to keep you alive.
She does. That's true. She does. She absolutely does. She's a very wonderful person. Kristen Baird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabanco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. So Kristen Baird, what is the... Oh, I got to ask you a question right up front. There's a new show called Ripley. I believe it's a new show. Have you seen it, Tevin?
I have not, but I'm familiar with it. But yeah, it's a
new
show.
Okay.
Yep.
We watched the first episode last night. It's in black and white, which is an interesting approach, I think, anyway. It's really good. They got it as like a thriller... I don't know. They like three different titles. What it is? What kind of show it is?
I'll just say we talked about this last week, I believe.
Yeah,
Ripley.
Yeah.
So
when I was gone, yeah.
Did you see The Talented Mr. Ripley, the movie?
Yeah.
It's based off of the book,
yeah.
The movie, and
yeah.
The series. So yeah, excellent story, well acted, good. I think interpretation
yep.
of
yep.
this storyline. And if anyone hasn't read the book, by the way, if you're a book nerd or someone who likes to like read the book before you see the movie or see the series. It's excellent.
Mm-hmm. It is. He's really good in that show. I don't know. What's his name? The actor?
Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott.
Yep. And Dakota really Fanning good. Is also in it.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Wonderful.
Exactly. I highly recommend it. I just keep thinking, Kristen, television is the best it's ever been.
Yeah, there's so much to choose from, which is wonderful.
Yeah. It is true. So, what else?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been stuck in OJ land for the past 24 hours.
Oh, God, I bet.
When I saw the news pop up, and I think it was about 15 minutes after we finished our segment together, I just thought, oh, boy, like, what a thing to have to revisit. And I didn't realize how ill he was. So I think he died of prostate cancer. I don't know if everyone saw that. But he is... I think he changed the media landscape forever. And I've been covering different angles of this. And what I think a lot of people forget, and you guys weren't around, you young ones, but they preempted daytime television.
Yeah, they
for
did.
Almost a year.
Yep.
So people would have to watch their soap operas like after the late night shows. That's when they would air. They'd put like Young and the Restless on at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Because they were preempting all the talk shows and all of the daytime serials. And that was likely the start of the downfall for soap operas in daytime.
Absolutely it was. It literally destroyed soap operas.
Yep.
No question.
And the circus of having that show, the trial really was a show, honestly.
It was a
the
show.
Trial run,
yes.
Day after day. Lance Ito allowing that, and he was the judge on the case. And I think people also forget that sometimes celebrities would come down to watch the trial. That's how fascinated people were. And then he would welcome them into his chambers. Like Sharon Stone would be like, I'm going to watch the OJ trial for the day. And then during a break, Lance Ito would then privately meet with Sharon Stone.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you, if that happened in 2024, like with social media, people would be outraged and he would have been ousted from the bench.
No, you're 100% correct. There's no doubt about that. The thing about that yesterday, watching those highlights of that trial and all the rest of it, the look on Robert Kardashian's face when they announce that he's innocent, he has a look on his face like, what? He is shocked they found him innocent.
Before he passed away, he admitted.
His own lawyer.
He admitted that he was like, I'm pretty sure he was guilty. And, you know, a lot of his team has passed away from cancer, which I think is very strange. Robert Kardashian, Johnny Cochran, Robert Shapiro, Effie Bailey, OJ Simpson.
Jesus.
Super strange. I mean, I understand cancer is, as you get older, you know, the chances of you getting cancer. But Robert Kardashian died very young.
He did,
Johnny Cochran passed away only years after the OJ trial. Mm-hmm. So it is... I just think about that and the legacy left behind. But for people who are interested in the story, revisiting it, maybe seeing it for the first time, there are two shows that came out right around 2016 that are excellent. If you want the full documentary of this, ESPN did it. And I know we were talking about who watches ESPN anymore. This is one of their best documentaries they ever did. OJ Made in America. And it was a 5-part docuseries. Mm-hmm. It's streaming on Hulu. And then, of course, Ryan Murphy's version of this. And that, of course, is the scripted version of that. The People versus O.J. Simpson American Crime Story, also available on Hulu.
I think it's so amazing that a couple of jurors have stepped up and said, no, we knew he was guilty. We found him innocent to make it even for Rodney King. That's not how the system's supposed to work.
Not how the system's supposed to work. And remember, DNA at the time, this sounds so weird now when we think about this, because DNA solves crimes all the time. It was so new, and I believe it was Dr. Lee. He was one of the top DNA specialists in the country at the time. He just gave this dry, boring explanation of DNA for like days on end, and the jurors were falling asleep during it. They weren't paying attention. And I think it was something like 1 in 10 million that it was, you know, I mean... could have been anyone but OJ. So it was, but now you look back at the evidence and you're like, of course he did it. He basically admitted he did it in the book, If I Did It. He got away with murder. He got away with two murders. And he owed just the Goldman family alone. He owed them $100 million from the civil trial. It was originally $33.5 million. Of course, there's a ton of interest off of court judgments. And by February 2021, he had only paid the Goldman family $123,000 because he did everything he could to avoid paying them any money.
Well, they did say that his retirement benefits were not allowed to be a part of it.
That is correct. Yeah, and that is why he lived in Florida for a while, because his house was not available to be collected on. His SAG pension, he lived off a very healthy SAG and NFL pension in his later years. But allegedly, he was also on the DL, kind of signing memorabilia and handing it off to autograph collectors to sell. And then they were giving him cash under the table.
It's all true. Just a really unbelievable. And we have a friend, Philip Wise. You remember Philip. He was on the show at KQRS with me back in the day. He and OJ were really good. Philip, who was one of my favorite people, he's just a wonderful man, very caring guy. He thought OJ was just a hell of a nice guy. Isn't that amazing?
Well, he was to the people whom he wanted to. Yeah. And he wanted to be around the A-list crowd. And he was popular and people loved him. And, you know, companies had him endorse. I mean, Hertz was one of his biggest sponsors for years.
Yep.
He went right into Hollywood and did some of what are those spoof movies. Did he do Naked Gun?
Naked Gun, yeah. That's
right. I mean, people liked him. However, behind the scenes was a much different story.
Oh, really?
And his domestic violence was never taken seriously because he was O.J. Simpson. The cops would let him go, even though there were visible bruises on Nicole Brown Simpson. And she had a treasure trove, like literally like a jewelry box of evidence of like, if anything happens, these are the photographs of me with bruises on my face. And you know, evidence of the abuse that happened behind the scenes, which is so sad.
Now, didn't Nicole have any brothers? She didn't have any brothers, huh?
I don't think so. She had a sister, Tanya, and another sister, Denise.
Because I got to be honest with you, if that was my sister, oh, you won't see him around here no more.
But remember, domestic violence, you know, victims oftentimes hide it, say,
they
use other, you know, oh, I'm really clumsy, that kind of thing. And they hide it very well. And I think the evidence usually is that women will have, before they leave, they'll have 7 major instances of domestic violence before they have the courage to leave.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And those are the ones that have the courage to leave. Oftentimes, other people are stuck because remember, oftentimes their finances are withheld from them. So they don't have the finance to take the kids, take the pets, and go to a shelter.
That's so sad. It is unbelievable.
It's incredibly sad. And I feel like a lot of times, because that story became so sensationalized and the characters around it too, Kato Kaelin and Faye Resnick. And, you know, at the time I was working for, I was in college and there was a restaurateur who was good friends with OJ. And he was friends, you know, with OJ and Nicole, and then went and sold the photos of the opening night of his restaurant to like the National Enquirer. I mean, he was mentioned in the suicide note, you know, and read off, you know, I would like to thank Mark Packer and that stuff, like a low speed chase in the 405, like all the stuff that went around. I think of it now and I'm like, that is just bananas.
It's
absolutely
so
bananas.
So amazing. Kato Kaelin doesn't look any older than he did 25 years ago.
He looks great. He looks really great. In fact, when I used to host a show for Toyota, he used to do auto show. And so I would see him sometimes and he would visit some people. Like a lot of people knew of him or were friendly with him even after the whole OJ trial. And this was years and like over a decade after it all happened. So it's wild to think about all those connections and everything else.
No doubt, but like I said, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. I can prove I've never, ever been violent with Catherine because I'm still alive. So there you go. Oh, really, Tom? You want to get rough with me? You better never fall asleep. That's all I got to say to you, pal. Can you imagine waking up with Catherine kneeling on your chest, punching the piss out of you?
Do you sleep with one eye open?
Exactly. Oh, God. What a world this is. What a world. And people admitting. Oh, we knew he was guilty, but we found him innocent anyway. They admitted it.
I would love to go back. Like, this is, you know, there are certain times in history. Like, I want to come back and, like, read the history books, like, 100 years from now, how they framed the O.J. Simpson trial, how they framed January 6th. Like, certain things that I'm like, do they think we're just insane? Because I feel like sometimes we're insane, right?
Well, just the things that they did do about those very things you just brought up, it's like nearly none of any of that stuff happened. They just made it up as they went along. It's like, you can't lie about it. Well, I suppose people believe you that then I guess it worked. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I have a relative, excuse me, just one second, Tevin.
Yep.
I have a relative that thinks that on January 6th, over 200 people were murdered. Where do you come up with that? 200 people were killed that day. What? Where did you come up with that one?
Facebook.
probably true. You might be right about that. Just check your facts, will you, for Christ? Calm down. But, you know, when they want to go after somebody, they will pull out all the stops, and if they have to make shit up, they do it. It's disgusting to me. Right? You know. Whatever.
Yeah. It's like that picture from what's it, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where he's got all the numbers and strings on a board and they're trying to explain himself. Yeah, that's all the conspiracy theorists are like that.
Yeah, they love it.
I love that show anyway. I love that TV. Is that Steven still around? It's not around anymore, is it?
It's Always Sunny? Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Always Sunny. Yep. Oh, is it still around?
It's still
I got to catch up with it then because I used to love watching that show. No question about it. All right, anything in closing you need to tell us, Kristen Burt?
To no one's shock, I just want to mention this. The Golden Bachelor, the couple that I think we talked about this earlier year when it was running, they're getting a divorce after 3 months.
No!
three months?
three, months. 3 months of marriage. She's 70 and still working. He's 74 and retired. He lives in Indiana. She lives in New Jersey. They couldn't decide where to live. They both wanted to be around their families. So I don't know if you can find love at any age at this point. That is my abysmal message.
Are they both getting back into the field, though? That's the real question.
Yeah, they're going to go out there and start dating. Maybe. They say we're the best of friends. We'll see if they even talk to each other after today's announcement. But I'm like, I guess maybe you can get it annulled, right? It was only 3 months.
I would think after only 90 days.
Yeah, and they had a prenuptial agreement, and they do have to give the rings back because those were purchased by ABC.
So I have a question. Why do people even watch that crap? Because they know that's how it's going to go.
Well, there are a couple of successful bachelorette couples that have married, had gone on to have families. But I think that this particular concept, because it was people 50 and older, I think this was a unique concept for the franchise. And I think people were really rooting them on. And I think that there is a hope that you can find love at any age. Like maybe you're divorced, maybe you're widowed, and that, hey, you can find love at 70 and get married and live that final chapter of your life.
Right.
With a partner, but right. You do have to agree on where you're going to live and things that probably should have been hashed out before they got married.
My answer to all that is yes, dear. What do you think?
Yes, dear is the best answer in any household. If mama's happy, the whole household is happy.
I heard that from so many people on Plymouth Avenue when I was a kid. Hey, ain't nobody happy if mama ain't happy. I heard that all the time.
Keep the lady of the house happy.
You'd have to. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. Thank you very much. Kristen Bird Entertainment News brought to you by North American Banking Company. Go to nabankco.com to learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Any closing words, gentlemen?
Minnesotans, enjoy this weekend. It's going to be some nice weather. I'm getting out and playing 18 on Sunday. I can't wait.
Where are you playing?
Just Shamrock over in like.
Oh, I love Shamrock.
It's not it's no Augusta, but it sure is a golf course.
I love that one hole where the tee box is way up in the sky and you got to hit kind of over a valley.
Yeah. And you got the pond on the right side. Yeah.
Yep. I love that hole. I used to play out there with Passolt all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in the day. I love that golf course. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. Devin, any plans?
No big plans, but I might have to pull in AJ and find a golf course because that does sound like a good time.
Tag along.
You should go with him. I like it. That's a great idea. That's a great call. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to dig the clubs out.
A little hesitant there. I get it.
No, never. Well, depends on how good you are because I'm terrible. So.
Oh, I get my money's worth. I'll say that.
I just got a message from the Hubbard Corporation said we're changing the name of the show to Tom with Booty and Juice. What do you think?
As long as I get to be Booty, that's fine.
You don't want to be Juice?
No.
Because of O.J. Simpson, you don't want to be Juice?
Yep.
Booty Juice. I still love Booty Juice. I think it's hilarious.
That's fantastic.
All right, fellas, we will talk to you on Monday.
Talk to you then.
Thanks, bye.